I've been pleased with the way they're progressing. You know, I mean, we're trying to work Kenny, you know, inside at both the one and the three technique, you know, when we're in our nickel stuff. You know, he's, you know, playing nose tackle, you get more one technique, you know, inside. But I think both of them, I think they learn well. They're both really tuned in. They play with good effort. And guys like that progress as you go through. I think it'll be fun to see both of them play, you know, starting this weekend, you know, in these preseason games, because I think they both can make a lot of progress, and we'll need a lot of work to get ready.
With Kenny specifically, it seems like he's already taken a pretty good jump. What do you like that you've seen from him?
Well, you know, he's got good size and strength, but he's got some quick twitch to him, which, you know, I think the closer you play in there, that quick twitch is important, okay? He's got some power to him. You can see when when somebody blocks him, all right, you know, that he's got some strength and power, you know. So you add that with quickness, that's normally a pretty good combination.
He's done pretty well in some of the one-on-one pass rushing stuff. Just how big of an asset would it be if you did get some pass rush out of him? Not that there's going to be a third down guy, maybe, but at least to get something out of him.
Yeah, with our game nowadays, I mean, obviously the more if a guy's big and stout, okay, the more that he's got the quickness to separate and get off. I mean, you've seen it with Mike Daniels. You know that Mike Daniels is a pretty good pass rusher for an interior guy because, you know, Mike's got instant leverage on most guys. He plays with his hands inside. He's strong, all right, and then he has the ability to jerk and accelerate and go from point A to point B pretty quickly. And so those guys that have that inline quickness and strength, you know, they can separate and get to the quarterback as opposed to a guy that doesn't have that.
You know, the first 3-4 years here with Mike Daniels, it seems like we're always asking him the size and, you know, sawed off, however you want to look at it. Do you think that kind of preconception is changing with defensive linemen a little bit over the last few years with him and
Geno Atkins? Yeah, you know, I've never been all hung up on the height factor inside. If a guy has other characteristics, okay, that can overcome that. Now, I mean, you know, if you're shorter in stature and you don't have the strength and the quickness, and because some guys use that to their advantage, all right, they have, you know, natural leverage on people because it's a leverage game. You know, we talk all the time, you've got to be able to get your pads down, you know, and the man with the low pads normally wins, and Mike doesn't have to worry about that, you know, and he's underneath him, and then he's real good with his hands inside, and he's strong to where he can separate and then jerk and quickness to be able to get off, and it helps him in the run game, you know, his quickness and as well as rushing the passer. And plus, you know, Mike, I mean, he's as intense a guy as we have, so he's got the perfect defensive temperament.
Yeah, Kyler Backler, what kind of player do you think he is now, and what kind of player do you think he can become?
Well, first of all, I like the guy. You know, I mean, you watch him; he's all business. He has the length that you look for. You know, I don't know. You saw last night; he made a really nice dive and interception. You know, last night. But he runs well. I think he'll comprehend things. Those types of guys, and I think he's got some natural pass rush to him. So he'll be a fun guy to watch as we get into these preseason games to see how he stacks up, okay, against other competition, because you know, he's been able to take part in all the things, you know, from the time that we drafted him. Till now, stay on the field, which is important, and so he's gotten quite a few reps, but he has some of the characteristics, you know, from a length standpoint and pass rush standpoint that you look for at the outside backer or elephant position.
Yeah. As you've kind of dabbled with Morgan playing a little bit of linebacker, is he in any linebacker meetings this camp, or is he still exclusively in the safeties room?
No, he's been exclusively in the safeties room, but you know, Morgan's been around here quite a while now, and So he has a pretty good feel, I think, for what other guys have to do and how he fits into the scheme of things. And, you know, he's had to come down and play down quite a bit, you know, quite a bit last year. You know, probably Hall was back a little more and Morgan was down, you know, a little bit more. I think both of them, because we like for our safeties to be interchangeable where they can do both. But he's got pretty good instincts when he comes down in terms of what gap he's got to fit in and that type of thing. So, again, as we go along, we're just trying to give ourselves as many options as we can.
You often say we want to get our best players on the field. How much of Morgan dabbling with linebackers to find a way to get Micah on the field as well?
Well, I mean, that, you know, we think that both Morgan and Micah, you know, are both good players. You know, Micah's played dime, Morgan's played safety. You know, we could take it any time, all right, and just flip that and have Morgan go to the dime position and Micah go to the safety position.
What are you guys trying to do at corner? I mean, other than Sam, who's been in one spot, you've had kind of a revolving door with Rollins and Randall and Punter kind of shifting here and there.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the goal of camp is to try to see if guys can handle more than one position. And if they can, their stock obviously goes up. You know, we talk about that with the defense all the time, that if a guy can play multiple positions, you know, that's good for them, it's good for us, because as we go through the course of the season, you know, from week to week, what you don't want is to where you have to throw half your game plan out because you've got one injury. And so that's all the possibilities that we try to work our way through here now as we go through putting the defenses in and as we start to play the preseason games. You know, you could see guys work two or three different positions, and so we can see how they handle it. Can they still play with the same kind of speed? You know, you don't want to ask too much of them when you start to get into the real competition.
Now, getting back to the front seven, you've been coaching, teaching your scheme for a long time. With those guys up front, is there something that you look for with a rookie that tells you whether this guy's ready to help me in the scheme right away or whether he's maybe not quite ready yet?
Yeah, I think that there's certain qualities that guys have that I think that you know where they are right now, all right, and that indicate really how much progress you feel that they'll make. You know, I mean, obviously a guy's got to have the athletic ability but smarts and football instincts are two real key elements. I mean, and they get even more important as you get closer to playing games in terms of how much guys can handle. You know, some guys you don't want to ask them to do a whole lot. But, you know, the basis of what we do is we just feel if guys know what to do, how to do it, their technique, and they do it full speed, those are three key elements. And if a guy is thinking too much, then he's not going to be going full speed. And you see that with some guys. It's all of a sudden, I've always felt this way, that when you're working against yourself out here, all right, guys might look a certain way because they get used to playing against guys and playing their tendencies. But now you put a different color jersey across from them, all right, and sometimes it's totally different and the evaluation's totally different.
With Barrington missing, you know, almost all of last year and then the year before taking, you know, the second half of the season where he stepped into the lineup, do you guys feel like you know enough about him as a player to where you can expect certain things of him when he comes back, or is he still kind of fresh and you got to figure out what you have once he's healthy?
Well, you know, 2 years ago when he stepped in, we really liked the production he gave us, you know, the second half of the season. You know, I thought he played in that NFC Championship game. I thought he played a really good game in that NFC Championship game. And so obviously, you know, he started the season last year against the Bears and had a handful of plays, and then we lost him for the season. So it's been a while. I mean, so the sooner that he can get back and get started working, the better. He does a really good job in the meetings. You know, I mean, he's a good communicator in terms of the huddle and making the calls and all those things. So I think he's really on top of that because he's been in all the meetings. But it's a game that, you know, you never know until a guy gets back out on the field, all right, and can go through some practices and that type of thing.
Don, what was it like putting together a game plan to stop Favre?
Well, he was a different guy, you know, a unique guy. And some of the things you would do against the large majority of the quarterbacks, you couldn't do against him because he had the arm strength and then he had the courage to try to fit the ball into creases. But, for example, if you were playing a cover two, you had to play your cover two with two deep safeties a little bit different against Favre than what you did against most people because he could throw that ball out on the sideline at 20 yards and it'd get there quicker. So, you can never relax, you know, with Brett. And, you know, Brett would be a guy, he'd come out early on, you know. I can remember the first couple series, you didn't want to let him get settled into a groove, you know. So, but tremendous competitor and extremely talented.